You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Pastor Paul Esposito. Thanks for joining us here today, friends. Happy Monday, whether it's Monday morning, 7 a.m., 11:45 a.m. on 1510 WWBC and the 3 FMs there, or my good friends at 8:45 at night. Thanks for tuning in here today, because you've tuned in to hear a word from God, and that's what you're going to hear today. You're going to hear now a sermon that's going to play for the next couple days, taken from 1 Timothy chapter 4. I've entitled it Deceiving Spirits and Doctrines of Demons. The Spirit explicitly says that in the latter times, many will fall away from the faith, giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines. Remember, doctrines means teachings, doctrines of demons. And that's what we're going to build on. We're going to come to a shocking conclusion when we see and discover at the end of this who it is the Apostle Paul is prophesying about. So that'll be at the end. I forget how long this is. This will play either 3 or 4 days. You're invited out to Ireland this weekend. We had a great service. My associate pastor, who you're about to hear singing in just one moment, is going to kick off this program here in a minute. He preached yesterday. That sermon will be up probably next week. And this coming week, I'll be preaching on Matthew chapter 25. I believe that'll be my text. It'll be the talents. You know, the Lord's given all of us talents. You know, it's a great double meaning to that, whether it's a weight or whether it's a talent, a gift. And the question is, what are you doing with the talents the Lord has given you? That'll be my sermon this coming Sunday morning, 10:30. Love to see you. More on that, though, as the week unfolds. But here now today is going to be part one of this message, Deceiving Spirits and Doctrines of Demons. For more on this ministry, you can go to WGODradio.com. For more on the church that I pastor, islandcommunitychurch.net. Our statement of faith is on there. There's a link to prior broadcasts on there. Okay, let's get into the word. First, let's kick off with a little music here today.
He was a tall, thin man selling plots of land from a place called Peaceful Shores. He said, the grass is green, the sky so blue. There's a warm breeze blowing across a mountain view. For a nominal fee, I can guarantee I'll find a resting place for you. And I said, I don't care where you dig that hole, 'cause it's never gonna see my soul. The very moment that I leave this place, I'll be meeting Jesus face to face. You see, I've been saved from that grave. And I'll tell you, friend, come that day, it doesn't matter if you dig it in the sun or the shade, it's a place I'll never lay. He said, friend, be real, this is quite a deal. Now think about your family. Well, they can stop by any time they like, visit you beside an old oak tree. Where don't you think it would be nice to know everything's been taken care of on the day you go? An easy payment plan, and you can have this land All you got to do is sign this note. I said, no, I don't care where you dig that hole, 'cause it's never gonna see my soul. The very moment that I leave this place, I'll be meeting Jesus face to face. See, I've been saved from that grave, and I'll tell you, friend, come that day, it doesn't matter if you dig it in the sun or the shade, it's a place I'll never lay. And by the time they put my body down in the ground, I'll be singing with the angels at the old down. I don't care where you dig that hole, 'cause it's never gonna see my soul. The very moment that I leave this place, I'll be meeting Jesus face to face. You see, I've been saved from that grave, and I'll tell you, friend, come that day, it doesn't matter if you dig it in the sun or the shade, it's a place I'll never lay. It doesn't matter if you dig it in the sun or the shade, it's a place I'll never lay.
Turn with me, please, to the book of 1 Timothy, chapter 4. I want to work our way through the first five verses of this chapter today, for there are some great truths embedded here. We're looking at deceiving spirits and doctrines of devils, as the King James has. It really should be demons, because there's only one devil. There's only one diablos. But there are many demons. Different Greek word, too. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1. It says, now the Spirit expressly says that in the latter times, some will depart from the faith, giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons. Now, let me read it to you out of my New American Standard. It says, for the Spirit explicitly says that in later times, some will fall away from the faith, paying attention to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons. Think about that word, explicit. Like explicit photos. Anytime you turn on the news today, that's all you hear, right? You'll hear Trump in one breath and explicit photos or something in the other. But that word, explicit, here it says the Spirit makes this abundantly clear. It's explicit. Make no mistake about it. Or you can take this to the bank, right? Explicit. The Holy Spirit explicitly says, there's not a shadow of a doubt here what I'm going to say to you. The Holy Spirit explicitly says that in the latter times, that is, right near the end of the age, that some Christians are going to fall away or depart from the faith. Fascinating word here for depart. It's the Greek word aphiemi. It's the same word found in Matthew 24 when it says two will be at the mill. One will be grinding, the other will be, one will be taken. The other will be left. Aphiemi. It's the Greek word for a divorce. The word means to abandon. It means to be left behind. Or to be left. It also means to stand away from. To catch that one. So check out this definition of fall away from my favorite Greek scholar, Spyros Zadiatis is his name. He defines falling away as to separate yourself from something or someone for fear of incurring the dangers of that association. Let me read it again. To separate oneself from something or someone for fear of incurring the dangers of that association. Makes me think of Peter. On that night, Jesus was betrayed and arrested. The Bible says that Peter followed from a distance, right? And he warmed himself by the fire, conveniently out of sight. Following from a distance because he didn't want to incur the fear of the association, which is exactly what happened. Someone said to him, I know you. You were with Jesus the Nazarene. Another shouted, hey, I know you. And what were his answers? The Bible says he called down curses and said, I have never, ever heard of Jesus Christ. That was Peter's response. Now that is the best definition of the true meaning of apostasy that I can find in the Bible or anywhere. And yet Peter was forgiven, even of that high crime. Do you see that? Peter was forgiven for what he did. And you too can be forgiven of apostasy, as the Bible declares, godly sorrow leads to repentance. So right here and now, even you can be forgiven of every sin you've ever committed. If you've committed apostasy, you can be forgiven of that today. Just like Peter. Peter committed the definition of apostasy. Separating himself from someone out of fear of us being associated with him. That's what the word fallen away means. You too can be forgiven of that. Now the Holy Spirit explicitly says that in the latter times, or shall we say, that right near the end of the age, that some will fall away or depart from the faith. Now when it gets hot in the kitchen, this is going to be the result. By the way, if you're looking for something to write on with no handout, it's on the back of the bulletin, okay? There's a whole sheet there with ruled lines to draw to write on the back of the bulletin. Usually I have a handout, so hopefully you'll have a lot to write here today. Lord has shared a lot with me, and I'm sharing it with you. But this is just like the Lord said it was going to be. When we read what's known as the parable of the sower. Now Jesus told a parable. He said that only one out of four people that start out in the faith will cross the finish line. One out of four. That's me, Les, Mr. Barnes, and Susie. Out of us four, one of us will cross the finish line.
We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio. And on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.